But I want to start off with this, yeah, right? Because it's so I'm coming back from driving to Blackpool. Then I'd what listen to What Culture's wrestling review, yeah, and all of a sudden I was like, it finished, and it just automatically put me onto some guy doing an impression, and it was you mate, is it Corms?
Yeah, Carmack,
Yeah,
yeah.
so he's doing an impression. I thought, what the fuck's come on here? And then you come on, and I was like, oh, because there was no intro or anything. I was like, Tebs, and I was like, huh? And I was like, oh, it's their podcast. So I listened to it, yeah, while we're driving there and back. Oh, I was shouting. Because this is something I meant to speak to you about. So I
Right.
went to go and see Iron Claw, yeah, right?
Okay.
And I am sick to death of this, right? Every time I go and watch a film, obviously everyone loves trailers, yeah? Yeah, right. So trailer's on. And I'm sat there and I'm like, oh, here we go. There's some supernatural film. Some fucking shit, Dwayne or whatever it's called that everyone's whittering on about. Batista probably loves it, yeah? Right?
Yeah.
So that's on, right? And then there's something else on. And I'm thinking, me and Chloe sat there and I was like, fucking hell. So there's four previews there and I don't even want to go and see any of them because she doesn't like stuff that's not like true. That's why I took her to watch the Iron Claw. Anyway, right? So then I'm listening to you about what's coming out and I thought, oh, this will be interesting. The trailers at the cinema were shit. So maybe these two are going to tell me something. Jurassic World,
Yeah, Jurassic
fucking
World, man.
hell.
There's another dinosaur film coming. It's coming.
Right, we've got a dinosaur film, yeah. And then you reminded me, and I literally, as you know, I was like, oh, fucking hell, when you was like, Planet of the Apes meets the fuck. So we've got a monkey film coming out.
Yep,
And
got another
then
monkey film. Oh, this
you're
was the
in.
Super Bowl trailers. God, this was weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was all the trailers that came out of the Super Bowl. So we've got Deadpool 3, Jurassic World is next
Yeah.
year, and yeah.
So you're talking
It's a wonderful
about
time of
ape
year, the Super
bollocks,
Bowl.
dinosaur bollocks, yeah? You're
Yep.
talking about, no offense, Deadpool. You're talking about such a buddy going through the multiverse. You're reviewing Aquaman 2. You
Oh,
tell me
that is
about there's a
no.
film.
That is shit. Come on. Aquaman 2. That was great from
No,
reviewing
this
that.
is where I'm going. You're telling me about there's a fucking Ryan Reynolds film with an imaginary friend. What the fuck happened to cinema about films of true stories? Like, I don't know. I don't even like, actually, can we just have a film here where it's about a normal thing that could happen in real life? I know we're about to talk about wrestling, yeah, but what do we slag off with wrestling back in the day? Oh, the Bray Wyatt shit, the supernatural shit. That's not realistic. Every film that's coming out's about an imaginary dog, a flying cow, as you alluded to. And I'm just like, can we just have a good old gangster film or something, or a Western or something, or a true story? Do you know what? I know you're sick of them. Even a biopic about a musician. Do you know what I mean? And by the way, can I say, I was dying to say this while he was going, I'm like, fuck Michael Jackson. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, there's a Michael Jackson one, and Cormac actually mentioned on the episode of the Movie Chef podcast, thank you, that he was
Hey!
saying that he says he can expect a Beatles one to come out next, and that was he said that on the last episode. 2 days later, they've announced not one, not two, but four Beatles biopics. It's going to be the same story told from all different perspectives of each member of the band. We're all going to sing a song about being in the Beatles, and then they're all going to do these films that are all going to interconnect with each other. They're doing four Beatles films.
But at
But
least it's true.
what was Iron Claw like then? Because I'm seeing this weekend. I haven't had a chance to see Iron Claw. No, everybody who knows me know I like films, and they know I like wrestling. And I get people at work messaging me all through the week, going, "Have you seen Iron Claw yet? Yeah. Is it worth it?" And I'm like, "I haven't seen this fucking film, but how is it?"
Well, I better start off by saying, so I obviously didn't watch wrestling in at this time period, yeah. I've watched the Dark Side of the Ring episode, yeah.
Yeah,
And
me too.
I felt like it was the first hour was good, yeah, and it was slow building, and it was building nice. I thought, this is good, this, and I'm like, yeah, Chloe's gonna think this is good, yeah. It was good, and then it was like, right, now the story's taking a dark twist, and it was bang, 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 bang. You don't actually see it. You know what happens to
Yeah,
the brother,
yeah,
sorry. So it's
yeah.
like you don't actually see him die in the hotel room. It's like, oh yeah. He's died in a hotel room. It's like, well, you know what I mean? That was probably a powerful scene you could have put into your film then. And
Yeah.
then it was one of them films, right? What's he called? The guy out of High School Musical, you know,
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. Yeah, he was
Yeah.
fucking brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard
It
it's good.
was. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, but I feel like the second half they could have. Do you know what? It could have been a two-parter, or it could have been a six-part series on Netflix or something.
Right,
It
okay.
was just, but it felt like they didn't have enough time to properly bring the emotion of it. But it did sort of get me. Do you know what I mean? So it was good. Yeah.
But that's exactly
But
what you're
I
saying. It's a film that is it's right up your alley. It's a true story. It's a drama. It's well acted, and it's appealing to people outside of wrestling and getting them interested in stories and in wrestling. Even if they're going back to the 80s, maybe they're going to start looking at WWE and AEW, saying, "Right, well, interest wrestling looks fun," and it's opening up these avenues of different things to different people. So if it can attract people to if a film can attract people to wrestling and considering a lot of the wrestling films we've had up to now, where probably the wrestler, Darren Aronofsky's the wrestler, is probably the best one with Mickey Rourke, but apart from that, it's just a big piss take. I think best people know wrestling most from films of Randy Savage versus Spider-Man in the first Sam Raimi film. It's just a joke. So I think if it's doing something to get people interested in wrestling, then I'm all for it. I can't wait. I really can't. It's been a,
I wouldn't
yeah.
get too excited. My internet went for a bit then, so I couldn't actually hear a little bit of that. I just turned my Wi-Fi off. I wasn't.
Everything I said was incredible. It was really well thought out, and it made people cry. So yeah, carry on.
This would be a good assessment of it. So before the film, I was saying to my granddad, "Oh, it's a wrestling film." My granddad's like, he's one of them, wrestling. Do you know what I mean? He don't get it, right? And I was like, yeah. I said, it's meant to be good. And he said, I'll tell you what, you go and see it and tell me if it's worth seeing it. And I'll let you know what I think when I watch it. And I'm not coming out of it thinking, Grandad, you've got to go and see that. So that probably tells you it's good for wrestling. I don't know. Chloe didn't really enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? But yeah.
Okay.
But
I'll
she
let you know
likes
next
shitty
time.
horror films. So, hey.
Yeah, I was going to say I'll tell you next time we do a pod. I'll have seen it by next time we do a pod, and I will be able
It's
to tell you what
solid.
I think.
It's a solid 3.5 stars. Bit like this Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was worth getting up for,
So,
huh?
yeah, I suppose. So I'm gonna say to you, what was your overall thoughts on the Elimination Chamber? No point in going match for match now, although we probably could in a couple of minutes, but go on,
Yeah, it
what are
probably
your
would.
overall thoughts of the Chamber show?
I thought it was interesting putting the chamber in a stadium, having that stadium atmosphere and having to look through the chamber. I can't imagine many people got a decent view of what were going on. The crowd were great. You fully expect that. To have them cut out, giving the finger and chanting "Dom is a wanker" and things like that, you kind of just think, Jesus. But then again, it's 9 in the morning or it's on WWE Network, so I get that. But the crowd, they give it everything behind, and they made it a pretty good show, eh? You're visually stunning, but it's like what I said to you. This was like Saudi house show, like that kind of massive house show feel. It took a B level show and just umped it up a little bit, but nothing, like you said, Roman Reigns couldn't even turn up for it, so it never felt like it had that impression that anything could happen at any moment. It was just very well. It's safe. It's everything you've been saying about Triple H's booking. It's safe up to now. Everything you could see were going to happen happened, and then they went home. But yeah, solid 3, 3.5.
Yeah, it was it. My problem is, yeah, I don't think so. It was an okay show. Yeah, they got where they needed to go, but it's just like you're in a stadium. Yeah, you've got whatever might not have been, but they say 52,000 people. It was a stadium show. I don't think I know. Like we're saying, oh, it was a house show, which in essence it was. Yeah, it was in Cannon though. I just feel like if you've got a stadium, yeah, if you're going over there. Just would it have hurt to just think, right, we'll put this match on the con, this match. Do you know what I mean? So if AEW put that pay-per-view on, I'd be shitting on it. But because it's WWE, I'm like, eh. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't
For
know.
years,
I feel like
sorry, for
it's always
years, WWE
Australian.
have been doing this. They pad it out with 7, 8, 9 matches, and now they've just started doing 5, and I think it's better for it, to be honest.
See, I disagree. I disagree with it, but to be honest, it's like I don't know. Instead of having 5 different adverts advertising Australia, like just I know like they bid for it and everything like that. But four matches, Tebs, yeah, and they were all predictable. Yeah,
Yeah.
throw in something that's not predictable. The Royal Rumble was 4 matches, was it? Yeah, it was 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Survivor Series was 5. So we're saying the last 3 big WWE pay-per-views, yeah, right, ran a total of 10.5 to 11 hours, yeah, and we saw 13 matches.
But you've got 2 very long matches on each of those shows to start with, though. You've got the War Games men and women's match. You've got the Royal Rumbles. There's a, you know, they're 50, 55 minutes apiece. And then you've got the Chamber, which were about 30 minutes. So I can see why, but this was originally supposed to have Lesnar, Dom, Brock Lesnar versus Dominic Mysterio on this. And it obviously got pulled because of name redacted. That, I think, would have been good. Or another, like I say, another one of those kind of matches. You know, a good 5 minute, 7 minute sprint of a match. I think, yeah, that's what it was missing. I could have done without the Grayson Waller, Cody Rhodes, Seth thing that they could have done on Monday Night Raw. Talk show segments on pay-per-views are not needed for me. That's a Monday Night Raw thing. I don't want to see a talk show when I've stayed up till 5 in the morning or got up at 9, 8 in the morning. I don't want to see a talk show. I want to see wrestling. But that's just me.
I feel like you said, so they plan to have Brock Lesnar against Gunther, yeah?
That's what I've... WrestleMania.
What was it? Brock Lesnar against Dominic, sorry.
Dominic for this one, yeah.
So this show planned to have Brock Lesnar versus Dominic, yeah? It was planned to have a Seth Rollins title defense against... What's he called? Fucking...
Was it Drew?
No, what's the guy? Punk Australian gonna... guy. What's he called? He was Jonah Rock in Indies. I can't think. What's he called?
Bronson Reed,
yeah. So you were meant to get a Brock Lesnar match, a Seth Rollins title defense, The Rock versus Roman Reigns, allegedly, right? So we're saying, so there was a plan to be a title match and a Brock Lesnar match. So did Triple H just think, right, so we was going to give these Australian fans that have been starved of a pay-per-view for 22 years, big Brock Lesnar match and a Seth Rollins title defense. But instead of pivoting and putting something else in that void, fuck them. Fuck them, it's right. They can have 4 matches and be happy with it. It's like, all right, okay. I mean, the show overall, I wasn't offended by it. I enjoyed it, yeah?
No. I enjoyed watching it. There was some decent wrestling. Not surprising whatsoever. If I were finishing at 4:30 in the morning, I'd probably go, why the fuck did I stay up for that? You know, just thinking, why have I stayed up till 5 in the morning to watch that? But to say it was on at 9 a.m. and Americans, shut up. You've had years of being able to watch pay-per-views at 7 p.m. on a Saturday and Sunday night, and then the first second there's one on at like 4 in the morning, it's like, oh fuck, what are we gonna do? It's like, stay up, get up early, live with it. It happens once in a while.
Tebs, imagine if we were Australian, yeah? We'd have been bloody fuming at this card, right? Because, right, think about it. So treat this. This is the stadium show that they get, yeah, right? Imagine if we'd have gone, you would have been fuming. So imagine, right, all in, yeah? Imagine, right, yeah, this big stadium show. There's rumours of the Rock Roman Reigns, the Brock Lesnar match, the Seth Rollins title defense. Imagine me and you sat there, spending a couple of £100 on our seats, yeah. We've travelled all the way down to London. We've put up with Neil being smashed, right? We've done all this. We've left everything behind. And we're given 4 matches and a talk show. If I was one of them fans, yeah, in that stadium, I would be fucking fuming. But at the end of the day... At the end of the day, you've took the ashes back home. You didn't even fucking win. So fuck you. I'm glad the show was shit. But yeah.
Yeah, I get you. No.
Fuck you, Harry fucking Kuehl nailed it there. And fuck imagine Tim Cahill too.
Imagine you've fucking driven all the way off, flown across Australia. Just across from Australia. You've flown through different time zones to get to this pay-per-view. You're absolutely right. You've paid $500 to get there and you're sat in the front row.
Debs, you'd be on the night bus. You'd be on the night bus from Sydney.
I'd be on bus. I'd be on the night bus. I love a mega bus. I love a mega bus. It feels like I'm being chauffeur driven. It feels like I'm being chauffeur driven with 42 other people. It's great.
Sweating your ass off, because I'm sure it's quite warm over there, right?
Oh, lovely. It's lovely, man, on a mega bus. Just plug your phone in and read a book and just enjoy your trip.
4 matches. The best thing is, did you see the Roman Reigns thing? Oh, I was pissing myself. Have you not seen it?
No, what?
I can't think it was either on SmackDown last week. He put it on Twitter or something, right? And it's Roman Reigns, and he goes to Paul. Roman Reigns sat there, and he goes to Heyman. He's like, I'm not booked on this Australia show, am I? And Heyman goes, no. And Roman's like, good. It's like, fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? Right, so they might have thought they were getting The Rock, maybe. It was like, oh, the Australian government want The Rock v Roman, right? They didn't even get Roman. They didn't get to see Seth wrestle. They didn't get to see Cody Rhodes wrestle. They didn't get to see Brock Lesnar because he wanted to watch a woman take a piss. And the poor cunts have gone on a 48-hour night bus from Sydney all the way to Perth. Fucking hell. And you've got some American cunt complaining that they had to stay up to watch it.
And all four matches end exactly how you imagined them to.
End of that Grayson Waller
effect, where they're all just stood there and Cody finished saying his piece and they're all just stood there going, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. And then it just finishes and The Rock doesn't show up. They had to do the little video with him beforehand, and Triple H had to basically release a press release saying, The Rock's not going to be there. The Rock ain't going to be there. I don't know why everyone's getting excited. I'm telling you now, I'm not playing. The Rock's not going to be there. Then they had to film The Rock doing a promo, but going, nah, I'm not going to be there. But if I was, I'd be pissed off, but I'm not. And it's like, stop doing it, Rock. Then are you going to...
I know.
That's what I was staying up for. And the biggest takeaways we got from this that were unexpected. Well, no, it was the biggest one coming from that was unexpected was a Logan Paul Randy Orton rivalry. That's probably the biggest unexpected happening from this. Drew won, Becky won. We knew Becky were going to win back from the Vegas thing when she was saying she's going to take on Rhea Ripley. Ripley winning. I put on Twitter, if you thought Nia Jax was going to win that match, I hope you enjoyed your first ever premium live event. Because there was no way she was winning. Best Nia Jax match ever? Come on.
Nah, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda got a match out of it, didn't she?
I had to watch. I was at WrestleMania 34. I'm sat there live and I was watching the videotape to the match, yeah, right? You've got Nia Jax, the fucking 20-stone, well, whatever she is, fuck out, 20-stone baby face, yeah? Right? Challenging for the title against the heel Alexa Bliss, fucking 8-stone wet through. And I was watching this and I thought, what the fuck is this? I remember being sat there on the TV watching it while I was at the bar getting a pint, thinking, thank fuck I went out. But to me, I actually didn't mind that. But I'll be honest with you, I feel like the crowd weren't as hot for that match as I thought they'd be. Did you know this? Apparently, is Nia Jax born in Australia?
I didn't think so.
Right. So, I don't know if someone's tampered with this, right? So, I Googled a bit Nia Jax a bit back because I thought, I was curious to see how old she was, right?
Right.
I'm going to put it now on my phone. Nia Jax, okay, is an Australian-American professional wrestler born in Sydney, Australia. So all this time, I meant to say this, just for weeks I've been sat thinking, yeah, it's Nia Jax. They had to do it. They had to have Rhea, Australian, versus Nia, Australian, yeah? Did they fucking mention it on commentary once?
Never. Never.
That's why I was just sat there then thinking, maybe like I've read this wrong or something.
I won't be surprised if they forgot. I really won't be surprised if they forgot. And they just wanted to book a monster heel against Rhea Ripley.
Crazy.
And now we've got Becky versus Rhea. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm bored of Becky.
Oh, right. So I think the match, yeah, is good. It's going to be a good match, yeah. It's your top star, Rhea, against...
Yeah.
Probably the, well, 5 years ago was the top women's star, Becky Lynch.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I think it's going to be good, but a part of me is like, they better prepare themselves because that crowd in Philly is going to be all over Becky. I think they're going to turn on her. Because have you watched the promo on Raw? I've forgotten how when she speaks, she's so unlikable when she talks. That, nothing, I actually like Irish people. But like the Irish, I was gonna make a joke about Scottish people then, who I like, by the way. But anyway, right, pulling the curtain back. So you've got like, she's got the most annoying Irish accent, yeah, right. And she's talking. I'm like, oh, you do not sound like a baby face. So when it comes to that match, she's going to get booed out of the building. I think it's a good idea. But what is this trend in WWE? We want Liv trending on Twitter. Just every title match now at WrestleMania have to like have the threat of it getting turned into a three-way.
Yeah, because if the fans don't get it, they see what happens. That's what I mean. They've shown what happens. They've caved. And now anybody who gets half an idea of how they think wrestling should be booked, as long as they get a good promo campaign, as long as they get something that goes viral, then they create enough pressure to change it. And that's all that's going to happen all the time. There's no way Liv's getting in that match. There's no way.
Hopefully not.
I can't see her on that. She'll be in Battle Royal at the beginning.
But I know you've not properly watched Raw, so what happened is, yeah, Becky and Liv had a backstage confrontation. Where Liv is like, not everything's about you. So next week, it's Becky Lynch versus Nia, yeah? So they had Liv confront Becky. So I'm thinking, hopefully they don't, because I do think Becky against Rhea is a big enough.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, and I'll admit when I'm wrong, right? So in my head, when we've been talking about these WrestleMania cards, yeah, I'm looking at it as, would I have seen this a big match back when I watched week to week a couple of years ago? So I'm like, Becky versus Rhea. And then I'm watching it. And they're in the ring together. And you're seeing the crowd reacting to both of them at the press conference and on Raw. And I'm like, yeah, I can get behind that. Like, so when you're telling me, oh, they should do this match, I'm like, it's WrestleMania. I don't want to see fucking Damian Priest versus Gunther. Or I don't, like, I can see people saying Seth Rollins versus Drew at WrestleMania. Like, well, it's not really a big match, is it? Like, if you're a casual, but then, if you've been watching the week to week of how well the Drew McIntyre character's been, yeah.
Right.
Drew McIntyre now is the top heel. Yeah, he's the top heel. He is. Roman obviously is, but he's the top heel apart from Roman, yeah. So he's like, he's going to feud with Seth, then he's going to feud with Punk. And I'll be honest with you, I'm critical of Seth, right? But now when I watched that the Grayson Waller thing, everyone was complaining about the entrances and the talk show or whatever. Cody and Seth both looked like fucking superstars in that stadium.
Yeah.
As soon as Seth came out, it was like, right, business is picking up here. The crowd are singing his song and stuff. It's like, this is two. They have made Seth and Cody two genuine stars. Now, there's rumors, people saying, is Seth going to turn on Roman at Mania? And maybe they will do that. But I think you've made Seth into such a big star, he's going to get the rub of being in the ring probably with The Rock at WrestleMania, if they do the tag match. So why turn him heel? He's like a top babyface, so just keep it going. But yeah, I was quite optimistic. I liked that.
I don't think you need another heel on Raw like that. You got, like you said, Drew McIntyre. I've seen some of his promos recently. I've watched them, not full episodes of Raw, but I've been keeping up with them. I like a slow burn heel turn. Rather than just the sudden turn where somebody just suddenly turns on somebody and becomes bad instantly. It's this heel character of his, it's this heel attitude that's come out from feeling screwed over WrestleMania and Punk coming in. It's just this slow burn that, like you say, week by week, there's more coming in. Look, I've never been a big Drew McIntyre fan, but I can get behind Drew versus Seth. We have seen it before, which makes me think there's going to be something else involved in this, whether Sammy's going to be involved or Damian Priest or whatever, I don't know, but I just think there's still a little bit more to play with on that, which I'm looking forward to, because if Punk had won, we'd just know it's Punk versus Seth and that's it. So maybe something's going to work out right about it.
Yeah, I'm Raw, they sort of took Sammy out of that by getting him over towards Gunther and Imperium.
Okay.
So it's part of that made me think, like, people say Triple H is like well thought out and stuff like that, but they were clearly building towards some sort of Sammy and Drew thing, and they've completely changed that. But what I want to say is, right, this Drew McIntyre promo last night, times, I was watching it, and it proper got me excited for WrestleMania and WWE because of this, right? So obviously, I've not watched week to week in years, yeah? Right? So I thought last night, I'm going to watch Raw, fuck it. I am going to give attention to Raw and just allow myself to enjoy it, yeah, instead of picking it, right? So I'm watching it, and Drew McIntyre comes out, okay, right? And this is what happens. He comes out, he slaps the hands of the fans, yeah, right? He comes into the ring. We did this, yeah, right? If this is when I was watching properly week to week, 4 to 5 years ago, this is what happens. Drew comes out looking smug, ignores all the fans, comes on the microphone, he goes, "You fans made me do this. I hate you fans, blah, blah, blah. Get my gas mask on, a la John Moxley. I'm not touching your fat, smelly children's hands, blah, blah, blah." But no, there's actually some thought and depth behind this character because it's been building, like he said, for months. So Drew comes out like, "We did this together." He gets on his knees like CM Punk. It was fucking brilliant character. Now, I like Drew at the moment, not even necessarily for Drew's character, for his, like, I can't explain. So I love CM Punk because he's amazing on the microphone, yeah? He could get booked like shit and he would make it great. I generally think as much as Drew is performing this character well, the booking of the character has been not perfect so far. So well done to WWE for that. And Drew is obviously carrying his side of it as well. If you'd have said to me a couple of years ago, you'd be going into WrestleMania and one of the most exciting things, one of the things you're looking forward to the most is Drew winning the belt. I'd have been like, well, maybe to wind Danny up because he hates him. But Drew McIntyre, why would I be excited about that? But we've been watching this character. Like, this match seems like a big match, yeah? We've seen this match on the middle of a Crown Jewel show. We've seen this match on Raw 2 months ago. And the fact that it feels like a big match after he's been beaten clean in both those matches just says how well they've booked it for me.
I just think there's more to come because Seth went over on both of those, so it's like I know Drew's coming, but I don't know whether there's going to be a stipulation to it. I don't know whether there's going to be anything changing or added, but I am excited.
I sent you
to see
a WhatsApp, Tebs, about a month ago, and I was like, I've just got an idea, yeah. Seth versus Drew, yeah. If Drew has to put his career on the line, because obviously nobody knows, has he signed the contract, has he not signed the contract? All the media, Sean Ross Sapp came out today and said, no, Drew hasn't signed a contract. So make some, I don't know, maybe he's already earned it now, but maybe you could get it title versus career. But at the same time, does it need that? Because as much as I'm Drew, it's great that the story's going to end probably with Drew getting his big moment at WrestleMania in front of fans. Now, I think the problem with that is, it's going to be in the middle of the show because The Rock's main event in night one and Roman Reigns, Cody's main event in night two. So he's going to get his big moment, but it's not going to be on last.
I think they could put it on first. You could put, imagine that on night two. Night two. Opening match on night two. Seth versus Drew. Seth and Brock did it the year we were there. You open with
and
an
was anyone
banger.
Talking about Seth Rollins after that? No.
Yeah, but
he wasn't, were they?
Nah, but that
everyone
was
talking about Kofi. Everyone's talking about Becky Lynch. If they do this with him opening the show, yeah, nobody's going to be coming out of WrestleMania saying, "Oh, that was amazing with Drew." Do you know what I mean? Like, I was thinking about this, which takes on to our next subject. People are like, "Oh, Walter's got to lose the belt at WrestleMania, right? Why? You can't, if you have Walter lose the belt, Roman lose the belt, it sort of sanitizes each down. You can save Waterloo's in the belt for something else. If you have loads of shocking things happen, there isn't just, do you know what I mean? You need one shocking thing to happen. So that's why at WrestleMania 35, when we went, I didn't think all three belts needed to change hands. Do you know what I mean? You get three baby face at the end of it. Because, let's face it, if you'd have just had two heels win and one babyface win, it'd make that babyface win all that more important. But, and Drew McIntyre, remember, he got his title match that he lost, which he's forgotten about. So he main evented with Brock Lesnar, yeah?
Yep.
And in an empty warehouse. But what also happened was the year after, he got his title shot in front of the world, in front of fans, where he was going to win the title. It pissed down, got delayed, it opened the show, and he got beat to Bobby Lashley. I hope they bring that into it as well, because that is something that.
And then they had the match at Clash of the Kingdom, Clash of the Castle as well.
Yeah, they could make a great. Oh, someone backstage in WWE is thinking,
there'll be
video
being put to.
I can make out of
this. There'll be some Limp Bizkit or Linkin Park song being played really slowly now with loads of edited video. But I like that story. I do. I don't like. Maybe I'm going to like this. I don't know, but. You're absolutely right with the three baby faces winning. 35 was almost like an appeasement for me. They did that whole speech where the McMahon and Triple H came out and said, "Oh, you're in charge now. We're doing this for you, and you're the WWE Universe is the authority on wrestling and blah blah blah, all that bullshit." And then lo and behold, 4 months later at WrestleMania, all your baby faces win. Now, Gunther in this one, I think that's that heel win that you could be expecting. Is it going to be against like a Chad Gable or a Sammy? Are you going to sacrifice one of them having a moment for Gunther? Maybe. I think the Brock Lesnar thing still stands as in that's what the plan was, because if you think Lesnar was supposed to have a match against Dominic at Chamber, and now this week in the Raw, Judgment Day came out and Dominic's challenging Gunther. So is that sort of Dominic's getting Brock's place? Was Brock supposed to walk out on that episode of Raw and challenge Gunther to the match?
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, what they did last night, Tebs, they built. This is why it's just that, when you said multi-man for the US, but I see last night, watching WWE for years, I'm almost certain they're going that way, unless they do some kind of tournament, because this is what they did. They had Chad Gable say to Adam Pearce he wants the IC shot. They had Sami Zayn say he wants the IC shot. They had Dominic say he wants the IC shot. I'm pretty sure. Who else did they mention? There was literally, they built up last night about four to five contenders for Gunther. Now, what I was thinking they do, because you mentioned the internet, is Multi-Mania. I mean, people are, what I think, plans have been thrown out. Yeah. It's not like last year where it was all set in stone or whatever. So, what I'm thinking, it's how you do it. Do you have Walter lose the title? Do you have Walter defend the title in a 5-6 man ladder match, and then do you have Logan Paul defend his title in a 5-6 man ladder match? WrestleMania 20, they had both the tag team title matches in fatal four way matches, yeah, right, which was a bit samey. Now, what I'm saying they do, don't do that. You've got a 2-night WrestleMania. So, what you do, if you really want to do this, you've built up all these contenders on Raw for the IC title, you've built up all these contenders on SmackDown for the US title, right? So, what to do, night one, have your ladder match, yeah? Have your Raw ladder match, or it doesn't have to be a ladder match. Have your multi-man match, yeah? On Raw. Five or six of a minute, whatever, yeah? Fatal four way. The winner goes on to night two to face Walter. Then on SmackDown, have your four way match, yeah? Whatever, your ladder match, whatever you want to do. All of a minute, the winner of that one goes on to face Logan Paul on night two, yeah? If they come and take the title off him, they look even stronger for going through two matches. I feel like a bit of continuation, but at the same time, I feel like Randy Orton versus Logan Paul is the most drawing match, because apparently nobody wanted The Rock versus Roman Reigns. The most drawing match for casuals is Randy Orton versus Logan Paul. I could say to Chloe, do you know who Randy Orton and Logan Paul is? And she'd say, yeah. I could say to Chloe, do you know who Cody Rhodes is? She'd be like, is that the guy you always complain that got the title shot? But you know what I mean? If I go up to the homeless person outside Aldi, he doesn't have a fucking clue who fucking Cody Rhodes is. He probably knows who Randy Orton and Logan Paul is. Now they bring him up to it, because before times, took Amelia from McDonald's, yeah? Right? She had £3 on her, and she goes to me, Daddy, on the way home, could you drive me to Aldi? Because there's this homeless man that always says hello to me. I want to give him £3. And I was thinking, the amount of traffic that I'm going to get stuck in. I was like, you do. I said, you do realize they're not actually homeless and they've got houses, don't you? She was like, well, I know, but it's raining. And then I was like, well, you do know if they were that desperate to get a job, they could use the money that they get, buy a bucket and a sponge and go and knock on a door and ask to clean the window. She was like, yeah, I still want to give him the money, Daddy. I was like, right, we're going Aldi then. See ya. Anyway, sorry, that was
You
a
still did it
big
though. You
diversion.
still did it though. But yeah, the thing I don't think WWE have taken advantage of so far with the 2 night WrestleManias is having a story between from one to the other. It's always been night one and night two. And this one, I think you've got a bit of that with the tag team match. It's not, look, it's happening, isn't it? It's happening. And I think there's going to be shenanigans and someone's going to turn on somebody. I think something's going on there. But you've got that on night one, which leads into night two. I think there's that story. But you're absolutely right. I'd love to see some kind of qualifier match to go and take on another one. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton. You can have that night one, and you can have your ladder match with your Sam. Oh, sorry. Leeds are playing Chelsea at the minute, and if I'm hearing from my mate upstairs, I think Leeds have just scored. So,
fucking hell.
Have your ladder match, and then leave that in. I like that idea. Logan Paul, Randy Orton is probably, you know, Logan Paul, right? I hate the idea of him. The fact that a social influencer can get into WWE and become whatever they are. You know, I hate it. But he brings clicks and eyeballs. And people at my work go, oh, ain't that Logan Paul in e-wrestling now? And they'll sit and listen to me tell them what he's doing. And he's doing the job. So I think against Randy Orton is probably like the safest bet for them both. Randy Orton's one of the safest workers out there. He can do a match. He can lead Logan Paul to probably what's going to be a great match. And I'm hoping... I didn't want to see LA Knight AJ Styles. I think after the year LA Knight's had and the organic growth he's had and the crowd getting behind him, so like I say, so organically, a match against AJ Styles opening night one, it don't feel worthy of that. But... you know, maybe there's more down the line for him. Putting him against Cody Rhodes, having him turn heel, and LA Knight against Cody Rhodes, that's got a payback written all over it. In Lyon, France. Are we going to go?
What you should do?
Are we going to Lyon? Are we going to Lyon?
Are we fucked, Tev? You messaged me about Berlin, right? And I was cleaning windows.
I'm going
then.
To Berlin.
I was daydreaming.
I'm going
I was
to Berlin.
Message you. Do you actually want to go to Berlin?
I'm going to.
Forget
I'm
wrestling.
Going to
do you want to go to Berlin?
Yeah.
Right,
it's on
well,
my list.
Good.
I've got a list.
Right, well, what I wanted to say to you was, if you're going to Berlin to watch a WWE pay-per-view, don't fucking do it. Yeah, take the lesson from fucking these poor Australians, yeah, that had to sit there for four matches. Like, do you know what I mean? We're thinking, oh, bashing Berlin, that'd be good. Oh, this Paris one, or Lyon, whatever. That'll be good, yeah. WWE, they only care about WrestleMania. Sorry, but they do.
Bashing Berlin. Cody versus Walter. Imagine that last 20 minutes of last year's Royal Rumble match. And them two are going to have that match in Berlin.
Yeah, no, it'd be really good. What it'll probably be...
He's going to lose,
probably
but...
do. It'll be the Axel Dieter Jr., which is the guy out of Imperium. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
Somehow
yeah.
He's pulled Tiffany Stratton, though, but whatever. Right. I was looking at him last night thinking, you gone. Must have a massive, because oh, you yeah. are one ugly bastard. Right, anyway... sorry, it's coffee's fucked me. On some water. But what they'll probably do, they'll probably have Cody Rhodes and Gunther in the Grayson Waller effect or something like that.
There'll be something like that.
I mean,
well, yeah.
There's
I'm
no
still
way they're
doing
giving
it.
You a big title match. Fuck that. But
I'm
Berlin.
Still doing it. I was so close to thinking, if I have the money, I'd go to Lyon. Lyon's great.
Well, I
went
thought...
last year.
You went to Lyon last year?
Yeah, me and my brother went. There was... punk music festival called Slam Dunk, and that was on in Lyon, and there was a band there my brother wanted to see, so I flew us to Lyon.
What me? Get about you.
Yeah, we just went for 2 nights. Yeah, but no, it's awesome. But it's like, you know, hour on plane, go over, and that's what's great. I was counting up this year, so we've had Elimination Chamber that's on in like 9 in the morning. Yeah, I kind of fucked that one as well because I missed the Kabuki Warriors against the women's tag titles on the pre-show as well. Fucking hell. I missed that because I was stood in McDonald's, which I really shouldn't have been, but I was stood in McDonald's like 9:30 getting some breakfast. I'm like, shit, and I got home. And they went, oh, this has just happened on the pre-show. I'm like, ah, oh, for fuck's sake. But we've got Thingamabob, Backlash in Lyon. That's going to be on at 7 at night. We've got Bash in Berlin. We've got AEW, we've got a Saudi show, and I'm sure there's one more that's on this year. We've got about 5 pay-per-views over the next few months that are all on at decent times to watch. So I can't be
There'll
more
be about
excited.
6 matches combined on them.
Yeah, probably. Gunter in a ultra-long ding-dong hello segment with Bayley. There'll be something like that. Oh.
Jesus Christ. I'm curious what happens with WrestleMania, seriously. Like, what? I don't know. Like,
imagine that multi-man match being Falls Count Anywhere on the first night when we're on the field.
Oh,
And I bet we still won't see shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm
It's got to be
excited. I
something,
think
man.
we've done it perfectly.
I am, man. It's great. It's gonna, yeah, it's spot on.
A part of me thinks a lot of people are getting too carried away with that it's going to be a tag match. Wouldn't surprise me if somehow they did The Rock versus Cody, you know.
Yeah, and just have Seth in his corner. All they said is he's going to be in his corner. He's going to be by his side. He's going to be with him all the way. He's never. He's not even cleared to wrestle yet. Why would you have? In fact, if Seth isn't cleared to wrestle, why would you then throw him into two matches in a weekend? So
Yeah,
maybe there
who
is
knows? I
something.
mean, you could have The Rock versus Cody. Obviously, if The Rock faces Cody on night one, Roman faces Cody night two, yeah, right? So I've been thinking, so as we've said, yeah, the plan all along, which people forget, was for Roman Reigns to leave WrestleMania champion. Fact. That was the plan. They were doing Rock versus Roman, yeah. So the plan all along was for Roman Reigns to leave WrestleMania as champion. Yeah, right,
Yep.
okay. We've got that, right? So, night one, if they do The Rock versus Cody, okay? So, Cody wins against The Rock, obviously, to go into night two. So, if The Rock faces Cody, Cody wins, yeah? So, they can say, look, Cody won against The Rock. You can't complain, right? So, you could have night one, Cody versus The Rock. Cody wins, yeah? Gets the respect to The Rock or whatever. They shake hands on The Rock. But shakes hands with The Rock after beating him, yeah?
Yeah.
Night two, The Rock comes out or whatever, helps Cody and fails. The Rock's kicked out of the blood. Do you know what I'm saying? They can kick The Rock out of the bloodline for shaking. Right. WrestleMania 18, Hogan shakes hands with The Rock. Next night, NWO kick him out of the NWO. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know how you could get about it. Rock shakes Cody's hands after losing to Cody. Yeah? And then the bloodline kick him out of the bloodline, yeah. And somehow he managed to keep the belt on Roman Reigns. And all WWE fans, like, well, look, you can't complain. We had him go over the Rock clean, so you do get some sort of a rub. Cody still looks strong. Roman still gets to keep the belt. We get the Rock versus Roman next year.
I
I don't
just
know.
can't, I just can't break through this. Rock's going to be the one to protect Cody, to help him win clean. He's going
Yeah,
to
that's probably.
stop Jimmy and Solo going in the ring. Roman will be stood there going, "What's on?" Turns around, crossroads, one, two, three, and Rock is the suddenly the babyface again for stopping the bad bloodline from beating our lovable Cody. Rock's got to get his. Got to get it back. He's going to be that here. He's got to be the hero.
Or you do The Rock and Roman win the tag team match. Yeah? So they do the
Yeah.
tag team match. The Rock and Roman win the tag team match. Yeah? Cody wins the belt on night two. Yeah? Okay. After the match, the Roman is devastated in the ring. Cody's celebrating. Cody goes. The music stops. Roman's in the ring. Devastated. He's lost his belt. If you smell, The Rock comes out. The Rock stares down with Roman Reigns looking disappointed from behind. Solo beats up Roman. Jimmy comes out. The Rock,
Yeah.
Jimmy, Solo beat up Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns out of action for 4 months, yeah, because he's going to be regardless whether he wins or lose, yeah. Roman Reigns comes. The Rock's the leader of the bloodline. Roman Reigns comes back as the triumphant babyface next year. Babyface Roman Reigns versus heel Rock. They finally got what they've wanted all these years. Roman Reigns as the baby face. I know. They could go
That's that
so many
from
ways
that.
with it.
Yeah. And with I'm f 4 weeks. 4 weeks on Friday is when I start traveling. That's how close we are now.
Fucking hell.
I set
Got a lot of
off
smoothie
4 weeks.
diets for me to do in them 4 weeks. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, I am still fucking huge, man. I've been on a diet for about 6 months and I'm still massive. But yeah, no, I'm gonna
Fucking
be good.
poor Cormac, fucking hell. He stopped his diet because Chelsea lost a game. Fuck me, they got beat to Liverpool under 14s on Sunday. They're drawing at home to Leeds tonight. That poor cunt's gonna be fucking not dieting for about a year.
Me and him have a strict rule with each other that whenever Leeds Chelsea play, we both know that if I get beat, Leeds get beat, it's like And he won't be smug about it because he knows it winds me up. But also, if Chelsea get beat by us, they've got to have played shit and they'll be raging. So we have this kind of gentleman's understanding that between sort of 10 minutes before kickoff and the next morning, we just don't communicate. We just don't text each other. There's nothing. And then
That's it.
tomorrow we just carry on as if it never happened. We've been doing it for years. Just as soon as it's about to play, it's like, right, see you tomorrow. And then we just don't mention it. And we can gleefully like take the piss out of each other, but without wanting
That's
to
it.
kill each other.
Yeah,
So,
fucking hell.
Tama Tonga as well. Is he bloodline? Is he Samoan? No, he's Tongan. Where is he from? Could he have bloodline? He's
No one
coming
gives a
to
fucking
WWE.
shit.
Is he? All right. Okada.
No,
Is he turning up yet? Oh, no.
Ricardo's AEW, isn't he?
Yeah, they've swapped him for Sean Spears. He's turned up in NXT. That's happening
Oh,
at.
God. Oh, Tebs, I sent a tweet before. In 2024, I'd prefer Braun Breaker and Tiffany Stratton to Okada, Sasha, and Ospreay. Seriously, honestly, this fucking tweet. I was sat there, I thought, is this guy taking the piss? Probably was, weren't he?
Probably
For fuck's
was.
sake, I was going to preview Revolution, but be right. That pay-per-view, Tebs, right? We're basically at the end of the show now. I'm not going to do it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye. Just if you want to listen, carry on listening. Me and Tebs are going to talk about Revolution and probably our plans for WrestleMania. So basically, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show. Right, fuck off. Right, basically, yeah. The Revolution card is fucking class, Tebs. Have you actually
Right.
seen this card?
I'm looking at it now. I ain't kept up with AEW. I've kept up with it, but not like religiously. So we
It's
got
been
what we got.
steady, Tebs.
Right,
It's unbelievable.
Sting and Darby Allin against the Thigh Slappers. So
No, but they've built that up so well. The Bucks are now the Young Bucks now, yeah, are essentially playing the characters of what everyone said. They're landing at the arenas in a helicopter and stuff, right?
right.
They beat up Sting in a white suit 3 weeks ago, yeah. They've not took it off. They're still walking about in this white suit with Sting's blood on. It's fucking
Bloodstained
brilliant.
suit. Yeah, I've heard that. I can't be done with Young Bucks. I'm sorry. I can't be done with them. I just
No,
can't.
same here.
I'm on that island watching that ferry sail past, like, see you guys.
Yeah, but
Enjoy
this
your
match,
Young
trust
Buck
me, has
party.
been well built. Right. So you've got that match, yeah? You've got Ospreay versus Takeshita, which could be match of the year. Two of the five best wrestlers in the world, yeah?
Right. Are they not both in the Callis family?
Yeah. So
So
basically, Don Callis.
this is basically Tony Khan wanted a dream match straight off. And there's no what
Well.
how is
Right.
this? Go on. Shut up,
Right,
Tebs.
Don Callis backstage, yeah, is like, right, seeing nobody wants to fight us, we'll just have to fight each other. So it's going to be Takeshita versus Will Ospreay, yeah, right? So obviously, I think they're doing this not because they want a dream match. I think they're doing it because obviously the way of getting Ospreay towards like Jericho in the summer was being on Don Callis' team. They're not going to want
Yeah.
Ospreay in as a heel, are they? So what they'll do, they'll have Ospreay, Takeshita. And it's a way of writing Ospreay away from Don Callis, I think, because Ospreay will
Right,
be a
okay.
babyface. And in the process, they can have a great match, yeah? We've got Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson, which they've been having matches for months and stuff. So I'm expecting Danielson to beat Eddie Kingston and go on to Ring of Honor and hopefully defend the title when we go and watch.
Hopefully so. I cannot
So that's going
believe
to be a great match.
although we got those tickets as well. I
Fucking
cannot
hell.
believe that they went
That
from,
price.
yeah, but from 5 years ago, from Madison Square Garden with a show within New Japan to running an arena that's a quarter full at that price. I don't get it. I don't understand how something can go
No,
from what we saw in Madison Square Garden 5 years ago.
that was New Japan.
Right, yeah, but it Ring of Honor as
No
well,
one
wasn't it? It
bought
was.
that. Not yet, but nobody
Right.
bought that for Ring of that. Put it this way, that show sold, Tebs, yeah, because everyone thought Omega and the Elite were going to be there. Because at the
Right.
time, bear in mind, AEW's not a thing at this point. Yeah, the Elite are the hottest act in wrestling. Yeah,
Yeah.
obviously they were because that's why AEW was born because of them. Yeah. That was why they was getting such bits. So everyone thought, oh, New Japan are doing this big show with Ring of Honor at MSG. The Elite are in both of them. So the Elite are headlining it. Then the Elite didn't show up on it. And since
Right.
then, New Japan have been getting like five. Like, New Japan did other shows around that time in the States, and they were getting 5,000 fans. So that arena was like nothing. Ring of Honor, fuck, Ring of Honor's nothing. Ring of Honor without the Elite would have been getting 1,000 in the building. So if anything, Ring of Honor's grown since that time.
Right, okay. I'm trying to think what the Ring of Honor. It was a ladder match, wasn't it? And it was Matt Taven?
Matt Taven versus Marty Scurll versus who would it have been? It was probably Jay Lethal. He's in every other Ring of Honor title match.
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah. Anyway.
So
yeah, I think we're going to get Danielson. Do you want Kingston to lose? He won that. Okay.
I want to watch Danielson that close up in a great title match. I love Eddie Kingston, but yeah, I'd sooner see Danielson. So we've got Danielson Kingston, yeah. Ospreay Takeshita, Darby Allin Sting versus the Bucks, right? Yep. So they're three matches that should all be really good. I don't have a clue who's going to win any of them.
No. You'd think the Bucks are going over Sting because they've got the tag titles. But
Sting and Darby haven't lost a match together are you going to end the pay-per-view with the heels winning? Are you going to give Sting and Darby the triumphant? Sting retires with a title, happy ending. Do you know what I mean?
What if we get a Darby heel turn?
No, Darby Allin can't be a heel. That'd be stupid. We're not in WWE land now, Tebs. I'm joking.
I'm still trying to switch off from talking about Elimination Chamber. I still can't get over there's nine matches on the card. They're crazy. You could get two WWE pay-per-views.
How are they going to get all this fucking... How are they going to get all the video packaging? Visit, wherever it is, fucking... Where is it?
Where is
Carolina.
It?
Visit Carolina. It's in a...
Greensboro. It's Forrest Gump country. Yeah.
Fucking hell. So you've got them three big matches. You've got FTR versus Cesaro. Claudio and Moxley, right? So they had a match on Dynamite last week, which hit the 20-minute time limit, which was a great match. It was a really good match. They ended it. I was really into it. They ended it. So now they're going to have another match. That's four big matches, yeah? You've got Joe defending the title against the best story in wrestling at the moment, the Hangman Page Swerve Strickland storyline. Curious what they do with that. So that's five big matches. And the fact that normally I'm not listing in front of me. This is all off the top of my head, yeah? So clearly the big match, if I can just name them. You've got Daniel Garcia versus Christian, yeah? Which was built up brilliantly. It's like, honestly, Daniel Garcia Christian had a great promo the other week. So that's six big matches, right? You've got Tony Storm versus Deonno Purrazzo. Nothing's perfect, right? Fuck them two, right? You've got...
Everyone needs to go for a beer.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, and then, what other ones? So I've named six. That's pretty good.
Cassidy Roderick Strong.
Cassidy always delivers match quality-wise. Yeah, Roderick Strong's Cassidy good. Will.
Yeah.
Maybe MJF returns. Touch wood, he doesn't.
The Meat Madness match.
Right, so that looks a bit random, doesn't it, on paper? But last week, Wardlow
Hobbs and Lance Archer.
Yeah, Wardlow cut the promo of his life last week on Dynamite. It was fucking brilliant. He had a shot at CM Punk. He had a shot. He basically came out and said, without saying it, Tony Khan, you've booked me like shit since you had me squash MJF. I've beaten Joe. I've beaten Punk. I squashed MJF. And what do I get? Nothing. It was fucking brilliant. So he's in that match. The pay-per-view is brilliant. I'm not excited for it. I can't wait to be doing a podcast on my own on Monday going, fuck Tony Khan, fuck AEW, that was shit.
Do you think we should just be going to like Double or Nothing then instead? Because you seem more excited for this than you do WWE.
No, with AEW, if it's shit, I will say it's shit.
Oh, yeah.
The build was shit. The pay-per-view was shit. They had two great pay-per-views after that. The weekly shows have been shit. But the TV shows have been good, yeah? Not been amazing. They've just been... They've been more organised and better, right? As you can tell, they've done the job for me. I hated that pay-per-view at the end of December. That World's End. AEW. I'm done with AEW. I'm sick of it. But look how excited they've got me in 2.5 months. So they must be doing something right.
Yeah, I'll be honest. After that World's End, I was just like, nah, fuck this. In fact, it was you're not going to like it, but it was the Swerve Hangman death match that really turned AEW off for me. And yeah, everyone's going to be like, oh, I can't believe it's such an amazing match. And, oh, yes, God, you don't understand wrestling. Oh, fuck off. I just don't. That's not wrestling to me. And I couldn't get back into the pay-per-view after watching it. I was just like, what the fuck is stapling and breezing in with 5 minutes in? And then I went off to do something and I came back and they're still fucking at it. And I'm like, you were just hanging him a minute ago and you still got another 5 minutes in you. And I just, ah, oh, man. So maybe I do need to give it a go.
Best
Like I
feud
said,
in
I won't
wrestling.
put, yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But it's still going. And you had a match where they were making each other bleed and spitting blood in his mouth.
Yeah,
Two
but
and a half months
Tebs,
ago, and they're
Tebs,
still fucking
Tebs.
going. That should be the last match. Why is it all the
No,
way?
not why? Because in WWE, it's you have your singles match,
But
you have your
that's how you
last man
tell a
standing
story.
match, you have your Tebs, it's unbelievable what they ended it, yeah. Swerve, everyone would if WWE, yeah, Swerve wins the first match. Hangman gets his revenge and wins. The feud's over, right? Swerve won both Tebs. And what they've done, they took them apart from each other. They didn't see each other again, right? So this
Right.
was like the mid-card feud, yeah,
Yeah.
that everybody loved, right? And then they took them apart, yeah? And Hangman is slowly getting more and more annoyed that the crowd are loving Swerve, yeah? Right? So Hangman's like, why is everyone loving Swerve? He's grown his mustache, his beard, yeah. And then they had the match, Hangman versus Swerve, and I was a bit like, "Well, what's feud still going on?" They had a great wrestling match, yeah. But Hangman
Right.
was like, "Look, I don't even care about winning the title. I just want to stop you from winning it because I do not want you winning this title." Swerve's like, "You can't beat me." So then they had Hangman versus Swerve, yeah. Hit the 30-minute time limit. All the crowd. Bear in mind, Hangman's a babyface. Swerve's a heel.
Yeah.
All the winner faces Joe at this pay-per-view. So all the crowd after this great match, because it was just wrestling, it wasn't all that. I don't like death matches, right? But great match. All the crowd are like, 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes. Swerve gets on the microphone. Yeah? He goes, give me 5 more minutes and I'll beat you. And I'll go to the pay-per-view. And Hangman, the fucking babyface goes, he's looking at all the crowd cheering for Swerve. One in this 5 more minutes, and he just goes, nah, not having the 5 minutes. I'm going to the pay-per-view. I'm facing Samoa Joe. I'm above you in the rankings. You couldn't beat me. I'm not letting you go near the title. See you later. And turn heel. It was
Right,
amazing.
okay.
So Swerve is now the babyface. Hangman's the heel. So it's like they've gone through this mid-card. They went through this feud. Fuck me. Hangman's gonna be like, this guy come into my kid's bedroom and threaten my baby, and you're all cheering him. He's used it as motivation. He's turned heel, Swerve's babyface. Joe's in the middle of it. It's been fucking brilliant. Why are we going to WrestleMania? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I would, yeah.
Right.
But yeah.
I'm gonna be
So I'm
going
quite
anyway.
excited
This,
for Revolution. Oh shit, it's 9:10.
yeah, you need to go. I need to go finish watching a football game. We still need to decide if we're going to any more shows.
Yeah, oh shit, we were meant to discuss. We'll do it another time. Tell you what. Can you just watch Revolution, please? I'll review
I'll
it
watch.
2 days later to give you time.
Right, I'll watch it
You
the
don't
night
have to watch
after.
the full show. I'll tell you 3 matches to watch.
Right. I'm not stay I yeah, I'm not even gonna go into that. I can't stay up on a Sunday night anymore. I'm just yeah, but I will watch them. I will watch it. The following night I'll get it
Right, I
watched.
tell you what, if you watch it Monday, yeah, by Tuesday we can do a podcast. We'll know what's happened on Raw and we'll watch Revolution.
Fine.
Oh, I'm so excited for Revolution.
I'm in. Let's do it.
I didn't even put in my notes to preview it. Anyway, I should be concentrating on real life right now, so I better get going. Right. Tebs, it's been amazing. See you later.
See you later. See ya.
Yeah, see you later.